incredible man of God with us today. I first met him when I was a skinny, scrawny teenager. Can you believe that? That was ever possible? I've had a lot of chicken wings since now and then. But I met him when I was a teenager in Havana, Cuba. And wow, an incredible man of God. God has used him to reach tens of thousands of people across many, many nations. And it's my great privilege to introduce you to this morning, originally from Havana, Cuba, Pastor Roberto Lopez. Will you stand and make him welcome today?
I won't receive that honor is only for Christ.
Amen.
He is the one.
Yes.
We live by him, for him. He is the best of the best.
Yes.
So we are here. It's an honor for me to see the next generation serving
Amen.
The Lord.
Yes.
I met him like a young man. So I was checking on him right now, so man, this is a blessing to see the next generation going farther than my generation. So the Lord is going to do with them more than with us. Believe. There is coming a different times to the church in the United States. A revival. You have been praying for revival. New things. So in the heart of the Lord, he is planning something. So we have to open eyes. We need open eyes to see what he is doing. I'm born in Cuba, as he said. Okay, sorry. Yo nací en Cuba, como él ha dicho.
I was born in Cuba, as he said.
Y viví 40 años en Cuba.
And I lived for 40 years in Cuba.
Cuando tenía 18 años, when I was 18.
I was 18.
Estaba vacío, sin vida.
I was empty, I had no life in me.
Conocí a mi esposa en ese tiempo.
I knew my wife during this time.
So we comenzamos a andar juntos.
So we started walking together.
Sus padres y mis padres estaban divorciados.
Her parents and my parents were both divorced.
Como el 95% de mi generación.
Like 95% of the marriages in this generation.
No teníamos esperanza de vida.
They didn't have any hope in their life.
Nunca escuché hablar de Jesucristo.
They'd never heard anybody speak of Jesus Christ.
Pero su mamá,
but her mother, my wife's
estaba
mother,
enferma.
Was sick.
Y estuvo intentando suicidarse por 11 diferentes ocasiones.
So she attempted to commit suicide on multiple occasions.
Y alguien oculto y escondido la llevó a la iglesia.
Somebody invited her to come to church.
And y el Señor empezó a hacer un milagro poderoso.
And this was a powerful miracle.
In her family. Y eso hizo que yo entrara en un plan de Dios.
So he found himself right in the plan of God.
El Señor nos llamó en medio de nada, cero. We have no choice, we have no hope, we have nothing. So the Lord called us in the middle of nothing, without hope, without nothing. Listen to me, that's the Lord. That's our Lord.
Yes.
He can do things with weak people.
Yes. All right.
He can do things with sick people.
Yes.
He can do things with people without life.
Yes.
If you're dying like a son, right. Today is a day for the life of Jesus Christ in your life.
Amen.
Oh, you understand me? Thank you. Thank you. Gracias. Dice el Salmo 36.
Psalm 36 says.
You can read, please. You're going to preach with me.
Psalm 36, verses 7 through 9 says, how excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of my wing. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of your pleasures. For with you is the fountain of life, and in your light shall we see light.
Yes. What a wonderful psalm. What a beautiful, what a revelation. So powerful revelation for us. So, qué maravilloso es cuando un hombre descubre la fuente. What a wonderful is when a man discovers a fountain.
Yes. How wonderful it is when men discover this fountain.
Qué poderoso.
How powerful.
Es abrazar la fuente.
Is it to be immersed in the fountain.
No tener el agua.
Those who don't have water.
Es mejor tener la fuente que el agua.
It's better to have the fountain than just to have water.
Yes.
Son dos cosas diferentes.
These are two different things.
Pero muchos de nosotros nos hemos conformados a tener agua.
But many of us are simply satisfied to drink water.
Cuando Cristo dijo, yo soy la fuente.
When Jesus said, I am the fountain.
It's
a very different thing.
So, yo vengo de un mundo donde no conozco a Dios.
So I come from a world where nobody knew God.
Mis padres eran comunistas.
My parents were communists.
You know, they had to be because they were forced to be communists. Not because they believe in that, because the government forced them. The last generation was forced to believe in communists. And they taught me to believe in that. So my generation grew up without God. Crecimos sin Dios. Sorry. I'm trying to it's okay? It's okay? crecimos. We grew up without God, without His mercy. Well, no, His mercy. Without His presence. We never talk about Jesus in our lives. Since 1959, Cuba started in the process they called revolution, but it wasn't a revolution. It was the government became like a tyrannic government. So whole people who came or who born after that times, no teníamos esperanza.
We didn't have any hope.
Y crecimos así.
And this is how we grew up.
Cuando, como yo le conté, yo tenía 18 años.
When I was 18 years old.
Nunca pensé que yo podía servir a Jesús.
I didn't even know that there was a Jesus Christ.
Yo no tenía planes para servir a Jesús.
I had made no plans to serve Jesus Christ.
Yo no sabía quién era Jesús.
I didn't even know that I could come to Jesus.
Yo entendía el marxismo, comunismo y todas esas.
I understood. I was taught Marxism and I was taught communism, but nobody ever taught me about Jesus.
Lo interesante es que Jesús siempre pensó sobre mí.
The interesting thing is that Jesus was still constantly pursuing me.
Y en mi generación,
and in my generation,
y en mi país,
and in my country,
y aunque mucha gente rechazó la fe,
even though so many people had rejected the Christian faith,
la fuente,
the fountain,
es imposible de apagar,
is impossible to stop.
Yes,
yeah. Es imposible de detener.
It's impossible to stop the flow of the rivers of life.
Y aunque yo no viera la fuente,
and even though I hadn't seen the fountain,
aunque yo no sintiera la fuente,
even though I grew up in a country without that fountain,
la fuente estaba dentro de
the
la
fountain
nación.
Was within the nation.
Estaba dentro de la nación.
It was within our nation.
Y cuando teníamos 18, 19 años,
when I was 18 and 19 years old,
comenzamos en una congregación pequeña.
We went to a very small congregation.
20 people. Gente vieja.
old people. 20 old people is all that was in the church.
Ellos gastaron 25 años orando.
They had spent 20 to 25 years praying.
Viendo algo.
Without seeing anything.
Ellos estaban viendo la luz que dice el Salmo.
They were looking for the light that was in Psalms.
Porque es lo más horrible que podemos tener es no ver.
The worst thing that could happen is for us to not be able to see.
Cuando nosotros vemos más en lo natural que en lo espiritual.
When we're looking more in the natural than in the spiritual.
Somos ciegos.
We are blind.
No podemos ver lo que Dios quiere hacer.
We can't see what God wants to do.
¿Usted no está viendo lo que Dios está haciendo delante de sus ojos?
So if you're not looking at, if you don't have the Word of God before your eyes, the light of God in your life,
usted no puede ver lo que Dios quiere hacer.
You won't be able to see what God wants to do.
Y esta gente pasaron 20 años viendo.
And these people spent 25 years praying, seeing in the spiritual realm.
Como dice el libro de Hebreos.
What the Word of God said in the book of Hebrews.
Habla de una generación.
It spoke of a generation
que nunca recibió la
that had not received the promise.
Pero por no recibir las promesas.
But even though they didn't receive the promise,
ellos no dejaron de ver la
they
promesa.
Didn't forsake the promise.
Ellos las proclamaron.
They proclaimed the promise.
Ellos las profetizaron.
They prophesied of the promise.
Ellos las saludaron.
They greeted the promise.
Ellos esperaron las promesas.
They were waiting for the promises.
Y es por eso que Dios dice que él no se avergüenza de llamarse Dios de ellos.
And this is what God said that was going to come through their suffering. The promise was still going to come.
Entonces ese Dios poderoso.
Our God is a powerful
es la fuente
God.
De vida.
It's the fountain of life.
Es la fuente de vida de este lugar.
He's the fountain of life in this place today.
Él está trayendo aquí una nueva generación.
And God is wanting to pour out the fountain on a new generation.
Hay una nueva generación que va a traer a este lugar.
A new generation is going to come into this place.
Y él está poniendo esa generación bajo tu pastorado.
Oh, hallelujah.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
And God is going to reach this generation under my leadership. And I'm going to be building up a team to do the work.
Gente como David.
People like David.
Que tenía valientes con él.
Valiant men and women of God.
Y él va a ser que esa generación.
And it's going to be in this generation.
Haga la diferencia.
And they're going to make a difference in this generation.
En este lugar.
In this church, in this place.
Dios ha reservado tu vida. Tell them.
He is the Savior of our lives.
He has reserved your life.
He has reserved my life.
Yes. He has reserved your life because he chosen you before, from the eternity, you know. He chosen you and your wife so you have something in your shoulders. It's the responsibility to go to your generation. You're going to be better than him. You're going to be better than me. You're going to be better than your fathers, than your grand-grand-grandfathers. You are better right now. Receive that because the Lord is doing with you like a Joseph received a prophecy. Moses said, your branch are going to be more farther than the walls. That's for you, my friend. That's for you, people. That's for you, people. It's time to miracles. It's time to power. It's time to the Holy Spirit. Bring power to this house. And you're going to see. And you're going to dodge. And you're going to receive. And you're going to embrace this power. I pray today because of the Holy Spirit to open your eyes. The Lord is doing something here. Hallelujah. Something here. Alabado sea Dios. Dios no tiene fronteras.
Our God is without borders.
No tiene nadie que lo detenga.
There's nothing that can with restrain the move of God.
So yo he aprendido a conocer un Dios así.
So I learned To know that God works this way.
In this way, yo no puedo creer en un Dios más pequeño que eso.
I'm not going to believe in a God that's less than.
Yo no puedo creer, yo no puedo hacer que el estándar del cielo se detenga en la tierra.
I'm not going to believe that that what's done in heaven cannot be done in the earth.
Pero todo depende de lo que yo veo.
But it all comes down to where you're looking and what you see.
Si yo solamente veo enfermedad,
if I only see sickness,
y yo no veo la fuente de la sanidad,
then I won't see the fountain of healing.
Yo no puedo accesar la fuente.
I can't access the fountain.
Si yo solamente veo el problema,
if all I see is the problem,
y yo no veo el Dios que tiene autoridad sobre el problema,
and if I don't see that God has authority over my problem,
yo nunca voy a poder accesar a la autoridad de Dios.
I'm never going to be able to access the authority and power of God.
So una de las cosas que Dios quiere hacer con esta, con nuestra nación, esta,
so one of the things that God is wanting to do in our nation today
es regresar un avivamiento a ella.
Is to bring a revival to the church.
But listen, no a través de la gente famosa.
It's not going to come from famous people.
No famous people. No famous people. Not television people. People which have been looking his face in the secrets. People who believe in his miracles. People who believe in his power. No que hacen un show de algo. No. No people with show life. He wants people like Elias.
Yes.
Elias came from, apparently from the nothing. He appeared in the middle of chaos. And he brought the word from the heaven.
Yes.
The Lord, which is Lord, is the one here. So let's vamos a ver quién es Dios.
Let's figure out which one is the real God. Elijah asked that question.
No importa si él tiene la minoría con él.
Doesn't matter if the believers in God are in the minority.
La minoría con Dios es la mayoría.
The thing is, you plus God is a majority.
La minoría con Dios es la mayoría.
The minority with God is the majority.
En tu hogar.
In your home.
Si tú eres un solo creyente,
maybe you're the only believer in your home.
Tú eres la mayoría,
you are the majority in your home.
Porque Dios está contigo.
Because when God is with you,
en tu matrimonio,
in your marriage,
tú eres la mayoría.
You might be the only believer, but you're still the majority.
Amen. Dios tiene el poder.
God has all power.
Y tú tienes la fuente.
And you have the fountain.
Y tú no necesitas que venga un cubano loco a gritar.
And you don't need a crazy Cuban to tell you.
You got the fountain.
You have the fountain.
You got the revelation. He is the fountain. Él es la fuente.
He is the fountain.
En él se esconde todo lo que necesitamos.
He is the one who will supply all that you need.
Se puede levantar Satanás de la manera que quiera.
He can, listen, Satan might come up any way he wants to.
En 1959, el gobierno comenzó a perseguir a la iglesia en Cuba. In 1959,
the communist government began to persecute the church in Cuba.
Y mucha gente se fue del país.
And many people fled the country.
Y otros fueron muertos.
And many people were killed.
Otros en la cárcel.
And many were put in prison.
Y otros perdieron la fe.
And many people walked away from the faith.
Él solamente necesita a alguien que crea.
But God only needs somebody who will believe him.
So, yo conocí a una generación.
So I grew up in this generation.
Que creyeron en Dios.
I knew a generation that had believed in God.
Que daban diezmos.
That had paid their tithes.
Sin tener dinero.
Even when they didn't have money.
Que daban de lo que tenían.
That gave out of their need.
Que no tenían temor.
That were not afraid.
Que pasaron por el medio del desierto.
Doesn't matter, even though they were passing through the wilderness.
Y ellos estaban sembrando para la próxima generación.
They were paving the way for the next generation to come.
Ellos estaban sembrando, hablando, profetizando.
They were praising and speaking and prophesying and proclaiming.
Saludando
and greeting the promise.
Y muchos de ellos.
And many of them.
Murieron.
Died
sin ver esa promesa.
Without seeing the promise.
So, para nosotros,
So for us,
vino un tiempo mucho mejor.
Being in a much better time and day and time,
en 1986, el Señor empezó a hacer algo en la isla de Cuba.
God began to do something in the nation of Cuba.
Nunca vino un famoso.
What didn't come from anybody famous or well known?
No teníamos televisión para ver los programas.
They didn't have TV preaching, TV ministries in Cuba.
No teníamos personas que nos visitaran de ningún país.
They didn't have famous preachers come from other countries.
Pero aprendimos a conocer la fuente dentro.
But they began to find the fountain within their
y la
country.
Fuente está dentro.
The fountain within them.
No está fuera.
It's not outside. It's not
Jesús
on the outside.
Jesús dijo, si tú bebes del agua que yo te doy.
See, if you had water on the outside, you would just drink the water.
Si tú bebes del agua que yo te doy,
but if you drink the water, Jesus said, if you drink the water that I give you,
tú vas a tener una fuente,
you're going to have a river of living water flowing out of you.
Tú vas a tener la fuente contigo.
You're going to have the fountain inside of you.
La fuente va a brotar de ti.
And the fountain will flow out of you.
So, yo no tengo que buscar la fuente.
So I don't have to go looking for the fountain.
Yo tengo que beber de la fuente.
All I have to do is drink from the fountain.
Para llenarme de la fuente.
To immerse in the fountain.
Y lo que ocurrió fue que la iglesia empezó a tener un avivamiento.
And what happened is the church began to have a revival, see a revival.
Y un avivamiento que el gobierno no podía detener.
And it was a move of God that even the communist government could not stop.
Ellos no podían detener.
They couldn't just stop it.
Si metían a alguien a la cárcel.
And they put through people in prison.
Mil de personas venían por esa persona.
And thousands of people would come to Christ in the prisons.
Habían pastores.
There were pastors.
Que perdieron la fe.
That had lost their faith.
Y estaban muy conformados con su edificio.
And nothing had happened to their building was the same.
And they were very happy because they were quiet. Inside of their buildings. And suddenly, thousands of people came to the building and said, please pray for us.
All right.
We need something. We don't know what we need, but you have the word for us.
All right.
Speak to us. And those pastors say, oh Lord, what is happening here? ¿Qué está pasando con ellos?
What's happening to these people?
Yo no los llamé.
I didn't call them.
Yo no los invité.
I didn't invite them to my church.
Yo no oré por ellos.
I didn't pray for them.
Pero ellos están ahí.
But they're here.
¿Qué voy a hacer?
What am I going to do?
Nothing. No vas a hacer nada.
I'm not going to do anything.
Déjalos entrar.
Let them come in.
Y yo voy a hacer todo lo que hay que hacer.
And God will do what needs to be done.
Ciegos. Yeah.
People who are blind.
Paralíticos.
People who are paralyzed.
Enfermedades de con cáncer.
Cancer, all types of infirmities.
Empezaron a ser sanadas.
Began to be healed.
Y jóvenes empezaron a venir a Cristo.
Young people began to come to Christ. Communists began to come to Christ.
Personas que no creyeron nunca en Dios.
People who had never believed in God.
Por miles.
By the thousands.
Miles.
Thousands.
De miles.
And thousands.
Nosotros éramos una sola congregación en La Habana.
They had one congregation in Havana.
So ahora mismo son 250 congregaciones. 250.
Now there are 250 wow. Congregations in event.
No está pasando solamente con nosotros.
And this wasn't because of us.
Con todas las denominaciones.
This has happened across all denominations, all across Cuba.
Aún con los bautistas.
Even the Baptists.
Aún con ellos. Sí, pero a pesar de que estaban no muertos, pero casi muertos.
They weren't churches that weren't dead, but they were almost dead.
Almost. The Holy Spirit is enough.
Amen.
To bring life. Hallelujah. El Espíritu Santo es suficiente para traer vida.
The Holy Spirit can breathe life even to the dead churches.
En él está la fuente.
The fountain is in us.
Él es la fuente.
He is the fountain.
Él es cuando uno entiende la gracia de Dios.
When somebody begins to understand the grace of God.
Nosotros entendemos que nuestro mundo depende de él.
We understand that our world depends on God.
Y nosotros dependemos de él.
And we depend on God.
Él no de nosotros.
He doesn't depend upon us.
Nosotros existimos por él.
We exist for him.
Él no existe por nosotros.
He doesn't exist for us.
That's very important because sometimes we're trying to move God to our thoughts. You know, do what I want to do. Move, you have to move by myself.
All right.
You have to do my will. Uh-huh. I don't have to do your will. So, always, almost always, before a revival, it came in broken time. So we love revivals. But it's very, very difficult to love broken times.
All right.
Hard times. When the government writes against you, your family, and you go to the jail, or you go to the, hospital, because they hit you, or you lost your career, or you almost lost your family, your child cannot go to the school and feel comfortable because everybody laughed on them. Before in the revival, some people get sick. So you don't know how the Lord moved his power in your life if you don't see something before.
Yeah.
Tienes que conocer algo que se llama misericordia.
You have to understand that that comes with the mercy of God.
Nosotros queremos hacer que Dios se mueva en nuestro ámbito.
We believe that God can move in this type of environment.
Y queremos forzarlo a él a que haga nuestra voluntad.
But we don't have to force anything to happen. We don't force God to move.
He's not our slaves. He's our Lord.
Yes.
There is a difference. Una de las cosas que ocurre en los países comunistas.
One of the things that happens in communist countries.
Entendemos perfectamente la diferencia entre Salvador y Señor.
Is that they understand the distinction between Savior and Lord.
Hay una gran diferencia.
There's a big difference between the two.
Él puede ser nuestro Salvador.
Jesus can be our Savior.
Pero.
But.
Ser nuestro Señor es otro.
But to be our Lord is a different thing altogether.
So we call him Lord, but we never act like a servant. I'm sorry, I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable right here. But that's the only way. Es el único camino.
It's the only way.
Cuando la iglesia en el libro de Hechos estaba conforme con lo que tenía,
when the church in the book of Acts
estaba feliz con lo que tenía,
when they were happy with what they had, content with what they had,
desgraciadamente se levantó una persecución.
There came a wave of persecution.
Y muchos de ellos tuvieron que salir a Antioquía.
And many of them had to flee to Antioch.
Asia,
in Asia,
y diferentes regiones,
in different regions of the world.
Y esto hizo que el evangelio se expandiera.
And this is how the gospel spread to the surrounding regions through the persecution of the church.
So in Cuba, la iglesia era como la iglesia de Estados Unidos.
And so in Cuba, the church is not like the churches of the United States.
We had the buildings, we had the government. Antes de la revolución, before the revolution, before 1959, we had everything like you. Everything. Freedom, freedom of speech. We have buildings, we have government helps, we have grants, we had everything. But we were too
They had conformed.
Y cuando yo me conformo,
and when I conform,
yo
I'm comfortable.
I lost the fountain.
Lose the fountain.
La fuente se apaga.
The fountain stops flowing.
Uh-huh. Él quiere abrir mis ojos.
God wants to open our eyes.
Gran parte de nuestra Biblia habla de ojos abiertos.
A theme in the Bible is the opening of eyes.
Gente que abre sus ojos.
People who God opened their eyes.
Como Eliseo, que le dice a su criado, Dios abre sus ojos para que él vea que más son los que están con nosotros que los que están con ellos.
God was like when Elijah's servant said, Elijah prayed, open up their eyes so they could see that those who are with us are greater than those who are
cuando
against
Pablo
us.
Ora por la iglesia,
and when people go to the church,
Pablo ora por la iglesia,
Paul prayed for the church.
And he says, yo estoy orando por ustedes.
I'm praying for you.
No para que tengan buenos carros.
Not so you can have more cars.
No para que tengan buenas casas.
So not you can have big houses.
No para que tengan conformidad dentro de sus edificios.
Not so that you can conform to the world around you.
Yo estoy orando para que sus ojos se abran.
I'm praying that your eyes would be open.
Para que ustedes vean la luz.
That you would see the light.
Porque solamente en su luz veremos la luz.
Because it's only in the light that you see the light.
Porque solamente en su revelación veremos la gracia de Dios, la grandeza.
It's only through this revelation that you'll see the fullness of the grace of God.
Y él dice, estoy orando para que ustedes entiendan cuál es la esperanza que tienen.
He said, I'm praying that you will understand and know what the hope is, the reason for the hope that you have.
Segundo, ¿cuál es la herencia que tienen?
That you see the inheritance that you have, the riches of God's grace.
Es mucho más grande que la que usted tiene.
It's greater than, far greater than what you have now.
Es mucho más grande que su 401k.
It's greater than your 401k.
Es mucho más grande que lo que usted está viendo.
It's greater than your income, what you're earning, what you're getting.
Vale más que su casa.
It's greater than your house.
Vale más que su coche.
It's greater than your car.
No es temporal.
These are all temporary things.
Es eterna.
But your inheritance in God is eternal.
No es para que usted se sienta bien.
It is not just so you can be happy and content.
Es para que usted y su próxima y su próxima y su próxima generación.
It's for the next and the next and the next generation.
Conozca la fuente de la gracia.
This is what comes from the fountain. You know the fountain of grace.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Una tercera cosa.
Third thing.
Por la que Pablo ora para que nuestros ojos se abran.
Paul prayed that their eyes would be open.
Para que entendamos.
To understand.
¿Cuál es el poder que nos sostiene?
The power that sustains us.
¿Cuál es el poder que nos hace estar de pie?
What is the power that sustains our faith?
No es porque el gobierno nos apoya.
It's not because the government supports us.
No es porque vivimos en un país democrático.
It's not because we live in a democratic country.
No es porque nosotros tenemos apoyo de agencias gubernamentales.
It's not because we have the approval of government officials.
El poder que nos sostiene es el poder que levantó a Cristo de entre los
the
muertos.
The power that sustains us is the same power that raised Jesus up from the dead.
Can you regalar un aplauso a Dios?
Come on, can you give sin and give God praise this morning?
Come on.
Hallelujah.
It's more.
More. Hallelujah. It's greater. It's greater than our eyes have seen.
Mucho más de lo que ves.
It's far greater than anything you've ever seen.
Mucho más de lo que tienes.
It's greater than what you have.
Mucho más de lo que posees.
It's greater than what you possess.
You can see, please.
You see.
¿Tenemos tiempo un poquito más? Oh, wow, that's good here. You know, the Holy Spirit is here from the beginning. Wow, your worships, your, wow. The Lord is doing something here. Wow. The power. El poder que resucitó a Cristo de entre los muertos.
The power that raised Jesus from the dead. Yeah.
Nobody, Buddha, Mahoma, Confucio.
No. Nobody, not Buddha, not Muhammad, not Confucius.
No, ningún filósofo.
No great philosopher.
No Lenin. No Castro.
Not Fidel Castro, not Lenin.
Se han levantado de entre los muertos.
None of them ever raised up from the dead.
Nunca.
None of them, never.
Ningún hombre.
No man.
ninguna religión
no, of no religion
ha podido sustentar
has ever had the power
que nosotros sustentamos
that we have
y no lo estamos viendo.
And what are we doing? We're not seeing.
Nuestros ojos están cerrados.
Our eyes have been closed.
Lloramos por casas.
We pray for houses.
Lloramos por coches.
And we pray for cars.
Y lloramos porque se nos perdió, se nos rompió una ropa.
And we pray for all of these nice things.
Y no entendemos que hay algo más grande que
And we don't understand that there's something far greater than all those things that God wants for us.
Tú puedes ir a un hospital.
You can go to the hospital.
Y orar por un enfermo.
You can pray for the sick.
Y el poder que levantó a Cristo de entre los muertos puede levantar a ese enfermo.
And the same power that raised Jesus from the dead can raise them up out of the hospital.
You don't need me. You don't need me. You have the funding. It's in you.
Yes,
it is. For happy people, it's in you.
Hallelujah.
It's in me.
Hallelujah.
It's coming a time sobre la iglesia.
Remember the church.
Viene un tiempo.
There's coming a time
que la iglesia se despierta.
When a church is going to wake up.
Yes. Vamos a ver la iglesia despierta.
We're going to see a church of desperation.
Antes de que Cristo venga.
Before Jesus comes back.
Vamos a tener un avivamiento.
We're going to see a revival.
Que va a remover las naciones.
That's going to reach the nations.
Que va a alcanzar lo que se perdió.
That's going to bring back what was lost, reach
aquí hay,
the lost.
Aquí hay mujeres que están orando por sus hijos.
There are people here who are praying for their children.
Sus hijos están perdidos en algún lugar.
Your children have become lost.
En drogas.
In drugs.
En alcohol.
In alcohol.
O en una vida mundana.
In a life of sin.
Pero Dios tiene un plan con sus hijos.
But God has a plan for your children.
Él tiene un plan con su próxima generación.
He has a plan for the next generation.
Y Él lo está haciendo.
And what God and God is doing.
Escuche, Él está peleando por sus hijos.
Listen, because God is calling for your children.
Él está peleando por ellos.
He is calling them.
You cannot touch them, but the Holy Spirit can do that. You cannot go there. But listen, God is doing something with them. And you're going to see them serving to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. ¿Por qué nosotros? Porque Dios tuvo que pensar en nosotros.
Because God wants to use us.
¿Por qué nos escogió a nosotros?
Because God has chosen us.
Porque le gustamos.
We want.
Porque somos buenos.
We're good people.
Porque le agradamos.
We're agreeable people.
Porque
nice.
Tú eres más lindo que más hermoso que los de afuera.
We're beautiful on the outside.
Porque tú eres un preferido.
Because you're favored, preferred.
No, porque tú entendiste la misericordia de Dios.
No, it's because you understand the mercy of God.
Y la misericordia de Dios te ha venido a traer a Él.
And the mercy of God draws us to Him.
No estamos aquí porque somos buenos.
We're not here because we're good. We were good people.
Sino porque su misericordia nos alcanzó.
We're here because the mercy of God has been poured out upon us.
Y vamos a ver a nuestra familia en él.
We're going to see this in our family.
Y vamos a ver nuestra nación en él.
We're going to see this in God within us.
Vamos a ver a Dios haciendo milagros.
We're going to see God do miracles.
Cuando tú vives en un ambiente donde Dios es el que gobierna.
When you live in an environment where God reigns,
todo cambia.
Everything changes.
Todo se altera.
Everything's different.
Todo toma una dirección diferente.
It takes a different. Your life takes a different course.
En 1993.
In 1993,
alguien me invitó a venir a Estados Unidos.
Somebody invited him to come to the United States.
Y yo recibí una carta.
And he received a letter.
Yo tenía solo una carta, mi pasaporte. I had
all he had was a letter and his passport.
And y yo dije, ¿qué hago con esto?
He said, what am I going to do with this?
El Señor me dijo, ve a la embajada de los Estados Unidos.
I've never, God knows, I've never traveled the United States.
So I went to the embassy. With my letter and my passport. Allá había la embajada de Cuba es de los Estados Unidos en Cuba. Es un edificio muy grande.
The U.S. Embassy in Cuba is a very large building.
Como en todos los países.
Like it is in all the countries.
Es como un buque grande.
It's huge.
You cannot, no puedes entrar allá.
You can't go in there. It's very difficult to get into the embassy.
So, había policías.
So there are police on the outside.
Había otra puerta.
And there's another door.
Y otra puerta.
And another door.
So yo tenía que pasar por todo eso.
So I didn't know how I was going to get through all of
this. Para pedir una visa.
But I had to get a visa.
Pero yo no tenía todo lo que necesitaba para pedir la visa. Yo no tenía.
I didn't have everything that I needed to get a visa.
Yo necesitaba otras cartas.
I needed other letters.
Que me apoyaran como pastor.
And other documents that had his credentials. The pastor supported his credentials.
Y yo no sabía.
And I didn't have those.
Cuando yo llegué a la embajada,
when I arrived at the embassy,
the Cuban police was in the first line. Y ellos me dijeron,
and they said to me,
where you going? I'm going inside. Let me see your documents. It's my passport, sorry, that's my letter. No, you need more. It's supposed that you cannot cross this point, but go ahead.
All right.
Thank you. I go there. There was another person. She said, okay, let me see your documents. No, there is not enough. You need more. I said, no, I have no more. Well, it's a pause that you cannot cross this point. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I crossed the second point. I was at the front of the that diplomatic person. Uh-huh. He said, okay, let me see your documents. My letter, my passport. Well, it's not enough. Mm-hmm. It's supposed that I cannot give you a visa, but get the visa and welcome to the United States. Dios,
God,
hace milagros.
Does miracles.
Nosotros juntos, ella y yo, hemos estado presos en diferentes situaciones.
All of us together in different situations.
My wife and I, we have been traveling for the last years to many, many countries. We have seen miracles. We have seen the power of the Holy Spirit moving in the hearts of the people. South America, Central America, Cuba. It's supposed that a Cuban man, which born inside the jail, cannot go out. But the Lord is the one who opened and the one who closed.
Yes.
Never Satan? Satanas?
Mm-hmm.
Can't close the door. He never closed the door for you. You are a son of God.
Yes.
You are a child of God. Your life is now. Él no es el dueño de tu vida. Satanás no es el dueño de tu vida.
God is the Lord of your life. The devil is not the ruler of your life.
I'm sorry, I have many ideas inside my head. So my language is... I cannot preach in English yet. I'm trying. I feel like... I feel like a dog with some device right here. He barked. I feel a pain, you know. So let's. Cuando Dios nos ha llevado a muchos países.
God, we've seen God moving in many countries.
Hemos visto bendiciones.
We've seen blessings of God.
Hemos visto provisión.
We've seen supernatural provision.
Cómo se abren puertas.
We've seen even among the poverty.
Nuestro hijo mayor hemos estado en accidentes.
My oldest son was in a car accident.
Y casi muere.
And almost died.
Y el Señor lo resucitó.
And God resuscitated him and raised him up.
Hemos visto una vida de milagros.
We have seen a life of miracles.
Dios no tiene fronteras.
God does not have any borders.
Esta mañana no hay nada que lo detenga para tu vida.
This morning, there's nothing that God cannot do in your life.
No hay nada que lo detenga con tu familia.
There's nothing that can stop what God wants to do in your family.
No hay nada que lo detenga en la manera de obrar de Dios.
There's nothing that the devil can do to stop the work of God.
Porque Dios es la fuente.
Because God is the fountain.
You're gonna see His power here. Ese es Dios, es el Dios de todo poder.
This is God. This is God, our powerful God.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Había dos hombres.
There were two men.
En un hospital.
In a hospital.
Uno estaba en una cama junto a una ventana.
One was in a hospital bed on a ventilator, or by the window.
Y el otro estaba cerca del pasillo del hospital.
Another guy was there by the hallway.
Una pared estaba entre ellos dos.
And there was a wall between the two.
Y cada día,
and every day,
uno de ellos estaba muy amargado.
One
of them was bitter, angry, you know, uncomfortable. The other one, which were beside the window, were peaceful men. A man with a word in his lips. Every day, cada día.
Every day.
El de la ventana.
The guy by the window.
Le contaba al que estaba del otro lado de la pared.
Would talk to the other side of the wall.
I can see. Yo puedo ver a través de la ventana.
I can see out of the window.
Niños jugar.
And children playing.
Familias abrazadas.
Families embracing.
Todos están divirtiéndose.
People having a good time.
Es un día de sol, maravilloso.
It's a beautiful sunny day.
Hay maravillas aquí.
It's beautiful out there.
Las familias tienen globos.
And they're flying kites.
Se abrazan.
And they're hugging each other.
Cada día.
Every day.
Había una fiesta.
He would see a party.
En el parque de al frente del hospital.
In the park in front of the hospital.
Y ese hombre se lo describía al otro.
And this man would describe what he was seeing to the other man on the other side of the wall.
El que estaba amargado.
And the guy who was bitter.
Necesitaba todos los días que el otro le hablara sobre qué pasaba.
Every day he needed the other guy to talk to him, to tell him what was going on.
Nunca se conocieron. Había una pequeña pared que los.
And he never met the and never seen the guy because there's a wall between them.
Una mañana.
One morning.
El que estaba amargado y triste.
The man who was bitter and sad.
Pregunta a la enfermera, ¿dónde está mi compañero?
Ask the nurse, where's the man who was in here?
Ella le dijo, él pasó, murió anoche.
And she said, I'm sorry, sir, he passed away last night.
Oh, he said, my God, estoy triste, más triste.
I'm so sad, I'm even sadder than I was before, that's so sad.
Pero por favor, yo quiero que tú me pases al lado de la ventana.
But please, can you move my bed to the space by the window?
Yes, porque yo necesito lo que él tenía.
Because I need what he had.
Y cuando lo pasaron al lado de la ventana.
And when they moved the man to the other side of the
había
wall.
Había un edificio.
All that was outside of the window was a brick wall.
Wow. All right.
So él dijo, ¿qué pasó?
He said, what happened?
¿Quién hizo esa pared?
So, who built this wall here?
¿Cuándo la hicieron?
When did this happen?
Anoche la hicieron.
Is it, did they do that? Did they build the wall last night?
No, dice la enfermera.
The nurse said no.
¿Y qué pasó, mi compañero?
What happened with the guy that was beside me?
Él me contaba todos los días lo que él veía.
Every day he said what he would describe what he saw out of the window.
Y la enfermera le dijo, no, él era ciego.
And the nurse said, no, sir, he was blind.
All right.
So we don't need to see to see. Come on. We need to see the light. Tenemos más de lo que creemos.
We have more than we can comprehend.
Yo he visto gente sufrir por cosas que no necesitan sufrir.
Many people suffer who don't need to be suffering.
Llorar.
They're crying.
Por cosas que no necesitan llorar.
For things which they don't need to cry about.
Porque no están viendo.
Because they're not seeing.
La figura completa.
They don't see the full picture.
Yo he visto gente que han perdido su familia.
I've seen people who've lost their family.
Por cosas que no necesitan perderlas.
Over things that they didn't need to lose their family over.
He visto tanto.
I've seen so many.
Porque empezamos desde los 18 años a servir a Cristo.
That began at 18 years of age serving Jesus.
Ah, y son casi 30.
So 30 years.
Dios tiene un plan con su vida.
God has a plan for your life.
Y usted lo sabe.
You know it.
Pero quizás usted está mirando una pared de ladrillos. Maybe you're seeing the wall.
Maybe you're seeing the brick wall out of your window.
You no estás viendo a Dios.
You're not seeing what God wants you to see.
Tú no estás viendo lo que Dios quiere hacer contigo.
You're not seeing what God wants to do in your life.
Tú no estás viendo lo que Dios quiere hacer en tus hijos.
You're not seeing what God wants to do in your children.
Tú solamente te ves como alguien que viene los domingos a la iglesia.
You're somebody who just comes through the doors on Sunday.
Y se siente bien con eso.
And says, okay, I'm satisfied with just coming to church on Sunday.
Pero Dios quiere algo más.
But God wants so much more for your life.
Él quiere que seas un miembro de la iglesia.
You're a member of the church.
Y la iglesia no es una organización.
But the church is not an organization.
Es un organismo vivo.
The church is a living organism.
Yes. It's time, church. Yes. Este país es de este país salieron misioneros a todas las naciones.
This country has sent missionaries to all the nations.
Hay una historia.
There is a history here.
Es tiempo de conocer tres cosas importantes.
But it's time to know three important things.
I'm almost finished. When I said almost, there is 1 hour more. That's not true. Okay. Necesitamos entender tres cosas.
We need to understand three things.
Nuestra visión.
Our vision.
About the kingdom. Yes. About the king. About his power. Yes. Uh-huh. Hope. Many of us have lost the hope. Because we are. Estamos solamente viendo nuestro presente.
Because we're just living in the present. We're looking at the present situation.
Y mirando el pasado.
And we're looking at the past.
Y el pasado.
And the past.
Está controlando nuestra vida.
Is controlling our present.
Todo el tiempo.
All the time.
Estamos perdiendo la esperanza.
We're living without hope.
Pero Dios tiene cosas mayores delante de nosotros.
God has greater things ahead of you than anything that lies in your past.
Salúdalas.
Do you believe that? Come on, wave at your future. Wave at the promises of God.
There is coming for me a better thing. A blessings, a healings, a power life, a Holy Spirit life for me. It's more than yesterday. It's more than before. It's more than today. Please open my eyes to see what is the hope that I have in front of me. Yes. There is more in front of you. Amen. It's not the end of your life. Amen. It's not the end of your life. Listen, it's not the end. It's not the end. Hay cosas mayores.
There are greater things.
I'm talking in English, sorry. Hay cosas mayores. Next year, I'm going to preach in English whole time. I promise. I have to come here for 6 months. Miami is crazy. Everybody is speaking in Spanish. So you said, please give me some. No, háblame en español. Come on, I'm in the United States. No, you're in Cuba. This is part of the South. And this is part of Cuba, you know? So it's crazy. So forgive me that. Dios tiene cosas mejores para ti.
God has greater things in store for you.
Yo le pedí a Dios una palabra para ustedes.
I want to leave you with a word from God for
yo
you.
Yo no vine aquí a buscar dinero. That's not my. Ese no es mi.
I didn't come here to make money.
No, es no es mi mentalidad.
It's not my mentality.
Yo voy a lugares porque Dios abre puertas para ir a esos lugares.
I go to places because God opens doors for me to go to places.
Y porque hay personas en esos lugares.
And there are people in these places
que necesitan escuchar una palabra.
That need to receive a word from
so God. Yo no soy un vendedor de cosas.
So I'm not a seller of things.
Yo soy un portador de palabra.
I am a deliverer of words, a messenger from God.
Yo soy una persona que lleva mensajes.
I'm a person who brings messages to people.
Y hoy nuestro mensaje es nuestros ojos se tienen que abrir.
And today my message for you is that it's time for your eyes to be
opened. Tú tienes
opened.
Algo más que una casa.
You have something, somebody in your house.
Tú tienes algo más que
you have, God has more for you for your home.
Y que tu propio carro.
And more for you than your house, and more for you than your home,
y que tu 401k.
And more for you than what's in your 401k.
Tú tienes más que eso.
You have more than that.
Y tus hijos.
And your children.
Y tu familia.
And your family.
No necesita tu casa.
Your children, your family, they don't need your house.
Ellos necesitan la fuente que tú tienes.
They need the fountain that you have inside
ellos
of you.
Necesitan la fuente que tú tienes.
They need the fountain of life inside of you.
So nuestra esperanza,
so our hope,
habla de nuestra fe,
speaks of our faith,
sostenida en el futuro,
sustained in the future.
Habla de lo que creemos que Dios va a hacer.
We need to speak about the things that God is going to do.
De las cosas que Él ha dicho, no nosotros, sino que Dios ha dicho sobre nosotros.
And we need to speak the things that God has said, not that we have said about ourselves, but God has said about us.
Yo conocí a este muchacho cuando tenía, era como 15, 14.
You mean when I was 15 years old?
Before, because I came to your house, I visited your house.
12
they
years old.
Did something. This guy did something when he was 11 or he broke his saving peak.
Piggy bank.
Yeah. He broke it. And he said, okay, take this with you for your country, for your pastors, for people in Cuba. I remember that. So he did something when he was a child. And you know why? Because I was seeing his future. His future is wonderful. Your future is wonderful. We have not a machine. We don't need a machine to get inside the machine and transport ourselves to a beautiful future. We have the fountain. We have the power. We can see. I see my sons serving to the Lord. I see people broken. Preaching the gospel. I see people, I see marriage almost separate themselves coming together again. I see families grow up. I see people, poor people, becoming rich people. The Lord is wonderful. The Lord, el Señor llama las cosas que no son.
God speaks those things that are not.
Como que fueran.
As though they were.
Él le dice a los cobardes.
And he says to the weak,
valientes,
you are strong.
Oh, it's me? You're talking to me? No. I'm the wrong person. Please talk to him. No, it's you. I'm talking to you. You are a brave man. Please. Come to my position. You're going to see yourself in my position. It's different than your position. Your position is weak. My position is stronger. It's powerful. It's for you. Él quiere sanar tu cáncer.
God is able to heal your cancer.
Él quiere sanar nuestras enfermedades.
He wants to heal your infirmities.
Él quiere traer bendición a mi casa.
He wants to bring blessings upon your house.
Yo no necesito. It's good to have Obamacare, please. It's really good, you know. But I have something better. Yeah. It's the power of the Lord. It's the Holy Spirit. Yeah. So many people here said, when they became sick, they said, okay, I have insurance. I'm going to the doctor. But when you know a fountain, you know the power of the Lord. We need a whole restoration in our body. He can do it. He can do it. He has the power to do it. Esto no es una novela. That's not a serial. Television.
Not a novel.
No. Es la realidad del evangelio.
It's the reality of the gospel.
You don't see it because you are at the front of the wall. All right. So you have to see with your eyes closed.
Yes.
Amen. You have to see the light. Yes. He never lied.
Amen.
Oh, Holy Spirit, come here. Blow your power, blow your, blow healing over these people right now, right now, right now. I can see right now the hand of the Lord inside of many bodies here, taking off cancer, taking off many things, taking off, taking off, taking off, taking off your blood sugar. Your blood sugar is becoming normal. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, receive right now. You have lost the peace. You have lost the hope. I want to pray for you. You when you're crying every day, every night of your life, you said, "Oh Lord, please send me there. Mándame la muerte.
Send to me the death.
I don't want to live anymore." Yo sé de personas que aquí están orando de esa manera. I know people who's praying in this way, but I want to pray for you, your hope. Your hope, you need to open your eyes. And you need to know the hope that is in front of you. And what, ¿y cuál es tu herencia? ¿Cuánto tienes? ¿Cuál es la herencia que tienes? What is your heritage? Yeah. ¿Y cuál es el poder que levantó a Cristo de entre los
muertos? Know what your inheritance is and know what the power of God is can do in your life.
Come on, I want to pray for you who want to come here to the front. Please. Come here. Let's pray together. This is a very, very wonderful. We have very wonderful musicians here. Oh, wow. So let's pray a little bit. I know that the time is our enemy right now. And your stomach maybe said, it's time. It's time. But let's pray. Let me pray for you, church. For your pastor. Wow. Wow. You see this generation better than us. Yes. Yes. So, you know what? Many people said, this guy won't be. This guy cannot do that. This guy never gonna make it. Many people said that. Saw him. Like many people saw David, you know, a little child. The Lord is wonderful. He's really, really wonderful. I know that yo sé que muchos de nosotros han perdido la esperanza.
I know that many of you here today may have lost hope.
Pero hoy es un día de esperanza.
But today is a day of hope for you.
No pierdas tu esperanza.
Don't lose sight of your hope.
Que tiene grande galardón, dice la Biblia.
Because God has wonderful things for you, the Bible says.
No pierdas la esperanza.
Don't lose your hope.
Hoy,
today,
de un modo como si fuera una analogía, analógicamente.
Analogy.
Abraza tu familia.
The analogy of embracing and hugging your family.
Tus hijos.
Your children.
Tu esposo.
Your husband or wife.
Tus padres.
Your parents.
Y vamos a pedir juntos por milagros.
Today we're going to pray and believe God for miracles.
Por una ola del Espíritu.
For a move of the Holy Spirit.
Dice Joel.
Joel said.
En los días últimos.
In the last days.
Yo voy a derramar de mi Espíritu.
I'm going to pour out my Spirit.
Vuestros jóvenes y vuestras jóvenes profetizarán.
And your young people and your young people will prophesy.
Y los ancianos tendrán sueños.
And your old men will dream dreams.
Y tendrán visiones.
You will see visions.
Your eyes
will see.
Gonna be open.
Your eyes will be open.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Let's pray together, please.
Thank you.
Let's pray together.
Well, let's lift our hands and pray.
Restaura cosas.
Seek the Lord tonight.
Restaura cosas.
Thank you, Jesus, for restoration, for restoring.
Restaura cosas.
Lord, restore the things that have been lost. Restore the things that the enemy
restaura
has stolen.
Cosas en ellos.
Lord, restore it in them today.
Los temores.
Thank you, Lord, for the fear leaving.
Saca los temores.
Lord, for the devil leaving.
Saca la ansiedad.
In the name of Jesus.
Saca la ansiedad.
Thank you, Father, for healing.
Saca la ansiedad.
Thank you, God, for healing in the name of Jesus.
Oh, saca la desconfianza.
Thank you, God, for fear leaving in the name of Jesus.
There is a new time for you and for you. Yo voy a restaurar todas las cosas.
I'm going to restore everything. I'm going to restore it all.
No pierdan la esperanza.
Don't lose hope.
No dejen de luchar.
Don't stop fighting.
Yo estoy proveyendo las herramientas.
I'm going to give you the weapons to fight. I'm going to give you the tools you need.
Receive more. In your body, receive healing in your body. Hallelujah. Healing. Power of the Lord. Resurrection in the life. There's more for you guys. There's more for you. It's not the end. Listen, it's not the end. Yo hago cosas nuevas.
God is going to do a new thing.
Hago cosas nuevas.
He has new things for
aunque parezca al final.
That God wants to do, that He's going to bring to completion.
Aunque parezca al final.
Even though the end has not come yet.
Ah, ya te revelaré.
God has more. This is not the end. This is the beginning for you.
Más. Derrama tu espíritu. Derrama tu presencia.
Thank you, Lord, for pouring out your spirit. Pouring out your presence.
Haz de esta mujer más fuerte en oración.
Thank you, Lord, for us.
Ella es una mujer de oración.
Thank you that she's a woman of prayer.
El Señor te regresa al lugar secreto.
And God is going to bring you to that secret place.
Él te quiere regresar al lugar secreto.
Go back to the secret place.
Para abrir tus ojos, para que veas.
To open your eyes and to see.
Para que hables.
The things that
para
I want
que
to
vayas
do in your
y
life.
Pongas tus manos. No dejes que nadie te robe eso.
Don't let anybody drop that from you.
Go back to the secret. More. Toda dolor, toda pena interna.
All the pain inside.
Todo dolor interno en tu corazón.
All of the pain in your heart.
Tiene que ser sanado.
That God wants to heal that in your life today.
Yo no quiero que pelees por tu cuenta.
It doesn't matter what's been said or what's been done.
I don't want you fight by yourself.
Don't fight by yourself.
I don't want you fight with your own weapons. I don't want you fighting alone. I'm with you. I'm fighting for you. I'm fighting for you. Yo sano tu corazón.
I'm healing your heart.
Yo sano tu corazón.
I'm healing your heart.
Y pongo en tu boca
and I'm putting in your mouth
palabras de perdón.
Words of forgiveness.
Palabras de perdón.
Words.
Yo sé que has luchado contra eso.
You're not going to fight this thing again by yourself
Pero
anymore.
Pongo palabras de perdón en tu boca.
I'm going to give you words of grace.
Yo no estoy esperando a que tú sientas hacerlo. I'm waiting for your feeling to do that. I want it. I want your obedience. I want your offering. I want your heart healed again, like a child, like a child, like a child. Oh, hazlo soñar de nuevo, Señor. New dreams, new dreams. Oh, cosas nuevas.
New things.
Cosas nuevas en su corazón.
In your heart.
Espíritu,
in your spirit.
New. Yo oro por salud para este pueblo. Yo oro por bendición para este pueblo.
Pray for your hand upon this church.
You're hungry. You're thirsty. I'm gonna bring more and more and more of your life. And more and more and more and more, like a river, like a fountain. And you're gonna flood. I put in your lips a word for people, which is without hope, without life. I want to use your life. I want to use your life. Healing, Lord. Healing, Lord. It's not the end. It's not the end, my child. I'm fighting for them. They are mine. They are mine. I'm fighting. Receive healing right now. Receive healing right now in your body. Your whole body, your cells receive healing in Jesus' name. In the power of Jesus, I speak the word of your life. In Jesus' name, receive your blood. Your blood become new, become clear, become healed. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Don't lock your home. Don't hide yourself. Don't cry for yourself. Don't justify yourself. Come before me. I have the answers. I have the power. I heal your body. I have the power to heal you. To bless your house. Blame yourself.
and bring healing over everybody. You're gonna hug them again for you. Just pray the Lord, just pray the Lord. Lift up your hands. Please. Lift up your head. It's time for this house. There are many people who have been coming here with sick, with many, many problems. And the Lord is doing something here. He's doing something here for you guys, for your life, through your leaders, through your pastors. It's time. It's a new time. It's a new time for you. A new time. Surrender your life on the cross. Oh, but that I'm not a boss, you know, you're a bucket, very big boss, you know, you're a boss. Oh, man, I've yet to tell you, you're a big boss, you're a big boss. Yo bendigo tu vida.